KFA-EDQ, Statewide 1.
KABCW, Harbor Springs.
KBCW, KFA-EDQ, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, we are without power this morning, which is bringing back my PTSD from the ice storm of 2025.
Roger, roger. How long have you been without power? I see you're coming off the Petoskey repeater. You must be up north a little bit from me. I'm in Saginaw County. Well, what's your location? Maybe try one more time. I think you're from Harbor Springs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Just across Little Traverse Bay from Petoskey.
Yeah, roger, roger. Have you been up all night, or what time did you get up this morning?
I got up at 4 this morning.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, I wish you the best of luck on your power outage there. I don't think the storms were too intense last night, because I didn't wake up at all. I went to bed at like 9 o'clock last night. I went to Skywarn training here in Saginaw County. I was at 7 to about 8, 8:30, and then came home, fed my dogs their dinner, and went to bed. And then I was expecting to be woken up from rain last night, but I didn't hear a peep.
Oh, yeah, I just took my Skywarn training last week. Yeah, yesterday we had, you know, rain, really wild. I'm sure it's one tree down across some key wire somewhere, and should get called soon, I would expect.
Yeah, roger. They blamed it on the weather. You know, the weather, that wasn't too bad, so even out of power off. My name's Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw. I'm just waking up here. I'm sipping on my first cup of coffee there. So, seeing who's listening out here. But, yeah, my dogs are still in bed, so I'm just waking up, getting out here in the garage, and sipping on my coffee.
Yeah, right on. Nice to meet you, Mike. My name's Bentley, and just got onto the DMR thing a couple months ago. I've been playing around with the MI5. Really cool network, and DMR radio has been pretty fun. So good to meet you and good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Bentley. I got my technician's class license last year in like maybe June or something. And I took my first foray into trying to program a DMR right away. And it didn't go exactly how I planned, and it took me a couple of times to get it figured out. But I do enjoy the DMR clarity. When it works fantastic. So, and the signal, it travels very far.
Hey, Mike, are you still there? I think I lost you halfway through your last transmission.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I was just saying that... that I've been pretty impressed with the DMR. I just got my license last year, so I'm a new ham. How am I coming in now?
Yeah, you and I are on the same path. I just got my ham license in July, and in August I built a hotspot and got a DMR radio and had some of the same challenges you did trying to write that darn code plug. Wow, lots to learn. We also have a really great linked analog repeater system up here in the northwest tip of the MIT, and that's a great system for 2 meter radio too. I had been using GMRS for a couple of years and kind of got my feet wet on that, but DMR is the next thing, and it's been pretty cool. Hey, Mike, sounds like we might have lost each other. Hope to catch up with you another time. K8BCW, I'll be monitoring.
Bentley, I'm not quite sure what happened there. I think the James Township NABDS might have rebooted or something. I wasn't getting in, though.
Yeah, you're getting in now. I can hear you just fine. I checked the last hertz page, and it looked like maybe your last transmission had some pause on it, so maybe it was going down during that transmission.
This is N8ZC. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Go ahead, Zed Charlie. N8ZULU Charlie, go ahead.
All right, just sit back so I got a clear shot to the repeater. So, hey, wait a minute, repeater not found, so there you go. Anyway, yeah, no, the name here is Carrie, Charlie Alpha Romeo Yankee, and I'm down here just a couple of 3 miles at most from the Bancroft machine, and I like to listen to you, you know, I should say Statewide 1, Statewide 2, but no, I've been listening to you two guys. You've been solid and sound real good, so I thought I'd throw out my nickel's worth inflation, you know, and just let you know that whatever's going on, something close by maybe, but so I didn't mean to interrupt you guys, but anywho. I will let you go because I'm going to go make my second cup of coffee here, I think. And you guys take care and hopefully get your power back here pretty soon. Oh, let's see. I was half paying attention because I'm trying to sit here and figure out why installing OpenOffice in Linux / Zorin is not cooperating. That's what happens when you're learning something new, right? But anyway, you guys have a good morning, and I'll be listening. And ZC.
Yeah, thanks for the report there, Terry. Not sure what's going on either, but good to meet you, and hope you're having a good day. Mike, if you're still out there, over to you.
Yeah, Roger Bentley. I don't know if you can hear me or not. I was transmitting on the James Township NABDS machine, but I wasn't getting in at all, and I wasn't able to hear anything for a while either.
Yeah, well, Mike, there's something going on there on your end. I think you start your transmission just fine, and you're coming through really clear, but then it clips right off partway through your transmission. So I don't know if it's your radio or the machine you're getting into, but looking at last heard. Looks like you are getting a little bit of loss on your transmission. So for whatever that's worth, I'll be standing by. KABCW.
KFAEDQ, testing 123, testing 123.
Okay.
Roger that, Bentley. I'll have to let you go. This is KFAEDQ. I think there's something going on with my repeater here. It'll take me a minute to fire up a hotspot. I usually don't have those on.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me before, but your last couple transmissions were great, but before you would transmit and then it would clip off. So something's going on there that's interrupting you. But anyway, good to meet you this morning, Mike. Hope you're having a great day, great weekend, and look forward to talking to you another time. K8BCW.
K8BCW, KFAEDQ
73. Hey, KJ. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Good morning, Station. Didn't quite catch call sign. Had the volume down too low. W8AOR, this speaking.
Ah, good morning. KE8FJW here, way up here in the Sioux, mobile. So how's you doing?
You said you're up in the Sioux?
Yeah, I'm up here in the Sioux.
Oh, wow. All right. I'm hoping it's warming up for you guys after the last couple of bits of cold weather. Doing all right here. Name's Scott. Trying to get some errands done here this Good Friday, since I have it on off, taking advantage of trying to get caught up on things. How about yourself?
Oh, very good. Well, it's in the 30s, mid-30s, so it's warm enough. So, and apparently, a little bit of icing yesterday this evening, so call for some water this evening. Well, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, just headed down to Kinross area. Help a buddy out. So, yeah. Good Friday. Yeah, happy Good Friday to you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, the only kind of icing I like is when it's on top of a cake.
Oh, that's for sure. So, yeah, it did make all the trees look pretty and stuff, so that wasn't too bad.
Did you guys get a warm spell yesterday or no? We had in the 60s yesterday.
No, they were calling for snow, and it was just freezing rain. So, yeah, we missed the snow. I was hoping for the snow. But, hey, it is what it is. April showers bring us flowers, May flowers anyway, so we'll see what happens.
I'm assuming all the trails are now, I know they should be officially closed, but you guys had quite a bit of snow. I didn't know if they extended the snowmobile season up there or not.
I think the snowmobile season was pretty good. I'm not sure. I gave up sleds a long time ago. We don't get a whole lot of sled activity in the zoo, so.
We go just west of there, starting over in Brimley, I think it is. That's what the two casinos are at, if I remember right. And a lot of nice trails, especially going along Lake Superior, over to Paradise and up to Grand Marais. It's been a long time. My back can't handle that stuff, and neither can my wallet for trying to find a place to stay anymore. That got ridiculous. I think it was 13-14 winter that we had that really long winter. They extended the snowmobile season. They kept the trails open up there, I believe, through the end of April that year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I haven't heard anything about it. I mean, the season out through April, but I don't pay attention to that post. But, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, most of that was garbled. I don't know if it was my end or yours, but I didn't quite catch all of it.
I was just saying, I haven't been snowmobiling for quite some time, probably about 25 years.
Yeah, that's quite some time. All right, sir. Well, I am at my destination here. Wish you a good day and a good Easter weekend. 73 is from WALR. Have a good day.
K8BCW, Mobile and Harbor Springs. K8BCW, Mobile and Petoskey. K8BCW, Walloon Lake.
K8BCW, Mobile.
K8WUO, Citywide 1.
I see you, John.
I don't think you see me, but you see my call sign, maybe. And you hear me. If you saw me, I would be impressed. I assume you're working there, Darren, but I'll be monitoring statewide one for a while. Anyone wants to chat?
RUH.
KE8. RUH.
RUH.
Testing. Anybody copy?
KEAWUO.
I copy you. John, setting up a hotspot here. And I am just so confused by all of this. It seems like, you know what? Hold on. I'm on the wrong frequency or on the wrong channel. It would make sense that I'm getting in now. This is all so crazy. Thanks for coming back to me, John. I'm going to keep testing.
Yeah, do that. I'll be here should you need.
K8, RUH.
I'm still hearing it.
I didn't get that last one. I don't know if it sounds like I'm getting in now, but I don't know if I have something wrong on the on the receive end of things.
That's my fault. My RSSI is really high, so I'm just barely getting out
So it's not you, it's me.
All right, it looks like maybe I figured this out.
It seems like it's working from my side, but I'm not sure what you're up to, but I'm hearing you just fine.
Well, thank you for coming back to me, and I will catch up with you soon. It looks like your RSSI is going up and down. The last one came in a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm walking the dog at Riverbend's Park, and the radio was on my belt for the first couple of transmissions, but now I have it up at head level, and I'm kind of in a valley, so that's probably why. But, yeah, so hopefully I'm getting in well enough. But you seem to be getting in real well. You have, like, a perfect signal, it looks like.
Yeah, I think I should, as I'm sitting about a foot and a half away from my hotspot.
Yeah, that makes sense. 0% loss and a 0.0 RSSI. So, you know, that makes sense for a node or an MMMDM or whatever.
All right, well, make the best of this great weather. It's good that you're out of work already, because a day like today, you cannot let go to waste.
Yeah, I agree. It's a really, really nice day out here. And with Rocky not feeling too good, I decided we would get out and enjoy it. And he's loving it. We're watching some disc golfers play disc golf right now.
Very cool. All right, I will be clear on your final. This is K-E-A-R-U-H, and I will talk to you soon.
All righty. Have a good day. K-E-A-W-U-O. I'll be clear but monitoring.
K-E-A-Y-N-U-T, 8-L-X.
What are you guys up to?
I didn't catch your audio, John, until I might not have had my volume all the way up. Go ahead again.
I said, what are you guys up to? Screwing around again? K-E-A-W-U-O.
No, it was funny. Last night we were working a shift. And he goes, yeah, I got an Anytone, and he's saying it was a mobile, and I'm like, I wonder if it'll do the same thing. I was like, do you have it all programmed? He's like, yeah, I've got the code plug all done. I was like, it's not all done. He goes, yes, it is. And I heat up my radio, and he goes, wait, what? And I was like, okay, pull up your code plug. Let's see if we can do this. And I was able to get it for him.
Nice. Yeah. I got excited. I thought he got one of the county radios. And I was like, oh, it's a Christmas miracle. But it was just some tomfoolery.
I mean, let's be honest, though. You get the Moto Turbo sound without the Moto Turbo price. It is kind of cool. It's kind of like one of those wannabes. But I mean, the radios that we're using aren't necessarily cheap either. So.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But it definitely had me fooled for a second. You know, I did think it sounded a little tiny bit off, but I really didn't think he was yanking my leg. He should have done that yesterday, not today.
Well, in his defense, he didn't know he was able to do that until technically early today.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. I thought it was pretty creative. I remember when you showed me. It's pretty neat. I think there's probably quite a few radios out there that could do that, but it makes me want to turn it on my radio, because I've got the Motorola, but it doesn't make those noises. My DMR does, but the P25 doesn't.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few radios. I mean, like, he's got the Anytone, and I gave it to him, and I'm using the V-Tech, but the firmware's and software's pretty much almost identical, so, it works out. It was kind of like a little kid and king shop geek out moment, so, but, I like the tone for when we're using it, and like you had mentioned, it gives it kind of a official tone when you're actually using it for, an event, a deployment, something like that.
You're working the same shift as Dave again tonight, or you heading in soon, or got the day off? I'm thinking you're working today, because you had quite a few days off already. And with it being Good Friday and being the new guy, I kind of figure you're probably working today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Actually, believe it or not, I actually had this weekend off. This was my off weekend. But my smart self picked up the entire weekend, so I work today, tomorrow, and Sunday, or I don't even know what day it is anymore. Anyway, I work till Sunday, I have Monday off, and then I work all next weekend because I picked up on my off weekend. So 3 weekends in a row, woohoo.
Well, at least you like the punishment. But, that's kind of crazy that you randomly had the holiday weekend off. So, well, hopefully you get to enjoy some of the nicer weather as it changes. And have you guys hired anyone else since you? I think you were saying that there was a new girl. I don't know. Just curious if you've got any seniority yet.
Oh, yeah. We hired one. She's done with her training, and she's on shift. But she's days. And we're training another new girl, and from what I understand, she's supposed to flip over to nights, and she's supposed to be my opposite. Because the girl that was my opposite for nights ended up resigning, and so that's why I'm actually picking up the weekend, because her schedule was my days off.
Gotcha. That's cool. You guys watching any of the NASA stuff while you're working in between calls or anything?
No, but I turned on 7.2, and I didn't realize they were transmitting it. I don't know if there's anything special going on today, but I turned it on. I went to call out, and then I started hearing that, and I was like, ooh, I hope it's set to not, like, transmit and only broadcast.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case, but, nothing real special going on. I mean, aside from there being astronauts and outside of low Earth orbit for the first time in a long time, and some little drills they're running out there. I just heard them talking about a GoPro Max 360-degree camera that they're going to do something with. But for the most part, I think it's kind of just routine space flight stuff. But, nothing like extravagant aside from, you know, the whole mission.
Right. I was just curious because I had seen the CMN post on Facebook that said they were going to be transmitting the milestones on the rest of the network, but the Flint machine was going to be on it all the time. I thought that's what I understood. I don't think our machine's on it all the time, is it?
I don't think, you know, I suppose that, you know, maybe someone that does know is listening and can weigh in, but I think it depends on what you mean by all the time. They did a wake up this morning, and it's kind of been on ever since, kind of intermittently. For the most part, I think it has been on all day. And then I think when the astronauts go to sleep, they'll
copy that. I think I just heard some.
I hear you. I hear you over on MI2.
I just wanted to clarify it to him because I think he thought someone was doing something wrong.
Yeah, I could see why they would think that with someone talking for as long as they are with no call signs. And I heard your name was Christina.
Man, my radio. So I'm driving past the repeater and to stop at the gas station at the corner and grab something to drink. And man, this radio does not like being directly next to the repeater.
Our SSI is kind of high on some of these. I'm looking at it now. One of my last ones was 121.9 and 118.4. So it might not be you, it might be me. I'm in a valley in a park. It's 32 and old, like kind of Orion.
Yeah, I copy that. That probably is you now that you brought that up. I thought it was because I'm like right on top of it. Maybe I was overloading the receiver, but fair enough.
So you're about to head into a gas station then, I take it?
Yep, that's affirmative. I'm walking in right now.
All right, well, I'll let you go. KE8WUO. I'll be clear but monitoring.
Copy that. 7-3. Have a good rest of your day. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear.
KE8VCW. On the MI-5, just west of Greenville on M57.
Is that you, Mark? N8DZR. N8DZR on MI-5, statewide 1.
N8BCW, I believe it was. Here is W8RAT. I think the name is Bentley there, and I'm just refreshing in mind. Name here is Dave. So how are you today?
N8DZR on statewide 1. Calling W8RIT.
N8BZR, W8RIT calling.
W8RIT, this is N8BZR. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm just doing spectacular. I'm off of work, I'm home, and it's Friday. Nice sunny day, kind of warm here. I'm not certain what area in the state you're at. I'm just northeast of Detroit in the suburbs. And it's fairly warm out here and fairly sunny. So I'm going to probably venture out and do a little bike ride today, I think, here.
Awesome. Yeah, this is Brian, NABZR. You were talking to Vladimir and me about antennas, right?
Thanks for the reminder. Yes. Okay. I know who you are now. I'm going to have to see if I'm doing that myself. Let me ask you one question. Kind of there, bro. I glue it to like a PVC cap at the top of the antenna. I'm just kind of curious how you supported it.
I haven't stuck it in the PVC pipe yet. I don't know if that's going to require anything other than maybe put a piece of foam around the canal, hold it in place, or, you know, put a piece of fishing string or something and come out through the top. I don't know. I haven't done it yet. It's the antenna is kind of like hanging from my blinds with a little clip. I put a little clip on there, and it's hanging from the blinds, and I just haven't finished it by putting it in the PVC pipe yet. Over. Are you still there, Dave?
Cool. I don't know if I was thinking before of getting one for 2 meters, but I'm thinking I might have to get one for 70 centimeters now, and both of the designs that both you and Vladimir had brought up. Okay. That's a sit there and plug away and maybe.
Yeah, you can do 2 meters, but boy, it'd be pretty long. Then it would require a piece of 3/4 or maybe even 1-inch pipe. Because you get longer than 7 foot, and that thing gets like a wet piece of spaghetti up in the air. So, you'd have to think about the rigidity. Over. Yeah, I think we're stepping on each other there. I said that if you go with 2 meters, it's going to be very long, and you probably have to go to a stiffer pipe, maybe 1-inch pipe or something like that, because you have to have something stiffer, anything over 7 foot, and it's going to start being like a piece of wet spaghetti in the air. Over. Are you still there, Dave? If you're transmitting, I'm not copying anything. Over. I'm not receiving anything. This is N8DZR 73. This is N8DZR. We're listening.
Hey, DCW on the MI5 in Greenville.
Hello, Greenville. This is N8 November Bravo Zulu. Bravo Zulu Romeo.
Greenville.
Greenville, you're breaking up a lot. I'm not copying you over. Hello, Greenville. This is November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo. Over.
Okay, I'm still here, Brian. I'm not certain. Yeah, Bentley was a little bit digitized, so I didn't really get too much of what he had stated. Let me see about turning it on over to him. So K8BCW from WARIT. Go ahead and make one, Bentley. Okay, I'm sorry, Bentley. I didn't receive any of that. I just got a little blurb, and that was it. WARIT. Brian, over to you.
Yeah, you're sounding a lot better now, Dave. You were breaking up a little bit back there, but oh, you sound awesome right now. And I do not hear Bentley. Is Bentley the one in Greenville? That's all I got was Greenville. I didn't get his call sign. Over.
And for his DMR, right? Well, anyways, Brian, I don't know if you're still there or not, but yeah, I've got you know, my eyes on a few other antennas. But if I could hit all the antennas that I would like to probably have.
Yeah, it's fun building antennas. They're pretty simple to make. It's pretty fun to, you know, make something and get out on the air, and, you know, it's a certain amount of, you know, accomplishment you feel when you do that over.
K8BCW, still traveling between Greenville and Lowell, trying to get in on the Lowell machine.
Oh, I'm getting you now, BCW. I hear you, Bentley. This is Brian, N8 Bravo Zulu Romeo.
Yeah, hey there, Brian. I heard you and I think the other gentleman, Dave. I could read you, but I couldn't get in where I was. So I'm in the back roads of West Michigan and heading back to my hometown, and just thought I'd bring my little DMR radio along and press the roaming function on it. It seems to be working.
Awesome. What kind of radio do you have there, over?
VTAC 6x2.
Yeah, well, it's making the trip right now. Do you hear him in there, David? How about you, WARIT, do you hear him?
Negative. No, I did not hear anybody else.
Yeah, we got VCW coming in from Greenville and Bentley, and I was just talking to him. I was just wondering if you heard him. I hear him fine.
This is Kilo Fox, Tri-8, Echo Tango, Quebec. I gave someone a report that they were loud and clear.
Well, Darren, this is NADZR.
Hello, Darren. Good afternoon to you, sir. Nope, I didn't hear that either, so.
Yeah, I got the dual band J-pole in a piece of plastic and a piece of PVC, and I'm on a second-story building, and it's just sitting up there, just leaning up next to my bed. Over.
Okay, that's pretty good. Maybe you have to see about sticking it outside or something, but yes, that's something you'll certainly note that, yes, the height will be quite a big up for anything for greater range and simplest purposes. So, but yeah, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. Yeah, I'm kind of doing the same thing too with some other antennas, and I've heard some other people, some other older hams do what's called the nursing home loop antenna, where they'll just take a small magnet wire and then run it around the top of their the ceiling of a room.
Yeah, I think ETQ. I think that's what Darren did. Didn't you do that, Darren? Over.
Hello, I'm here. This is ETQ. What was the question?
Dave was saying somebody made an antenna where they just ran a loop of wire around their ceiling. I remember you talking about that in the past. Over.
That's my 10-meter band antenna that I have in my bedroom.
There you go, Dave. He's got it working on 10 meters.
It is not a proper loop, but it's a partial. It goes on three of the walls, not the fourth one.
Just checking to see if W8RIT is still in there. Do you hear him? Do you hear Darren over?
I just used a 22-gauge wire that I had at home, and I hung it up at the highest I could on the first floor, which is where my bedroom is. So, yeah, there's nothing above. It's not a second-story house. It is one-story, so I put it as high as I could. It's about an inch or two from the ceiling, maybe.
Something kind of similar. Not megahertz antennas have any loop around.
If you're breaking up again, I'm going to say 73s, and I'm going to back out of here. I'm just going to be listening. This is NADZR. We're listening.
Well, it's kind of quiet, but I'm still getting a lot, and I realize, wrong antenna, but sure made a difference on the
KABCW on the Lowell machine.
I think Bentley and I may have doubled, possibly. W8RET.
KABCW. Yeah, sorry, guys. Didn't mean to horn in on your conversation. Trying to get in on the Lowell repeater now. How am I coming through?
Well, now I would say leave it early, loud and clear.
Yeah, I must be getting close to the tower. Just been driving through the West Michigan hill country here, so it's been a little spotty. Thank you for coming back in with me and let me know how I was doing. I'll say 73s. Have a great afternoon, a blessed Good Friday, and a great weekend. Hey, DCW.
Well, don't go now that we got a good signal for you. Stick around for the conversation. Brian, over to you.
Yeah, I was just going to cut out here because we're all stepping on each other, and signals are breaking up. But he sounds good now. BCW sounds good. Bentley sounds real good. And you sound good too, Dave. Over.
Well, that's a bit surprising. I'm sounding good. I do have to improve my signal a bit here, I got to admit. And talking about antennas, that would be the very first thing that would be of a great help because I'm operating extra class portable, just the 32HHT from inside the house. So, yeah, having a mobile with some more power is nice too, but definitely the antenna would be the first thing. So, yeah, if I see about getting the adapter, I don't know if I've got an adapter for SMA to PRS-0239, so I'll have to see if I can find one. I don't know if I have one or not. If not, I'll have to see about going to pick one up here. I'm sorry, who goes next? Probably Bentley. Bentley, over to you. KBCW from W8RIT.
Bentley went ahead and signed off. I don't know if he's still in there. Yeah, I think Bentley signed off, Dave. I think it's just me, you, and Darren.
I can jump here. Brian, maybe you have to tell me the next one because you got a 1x3, so you've probably been around for a little bit. And I'd like to know, when were you licensed? How long ago? Same thing, too, with you, Darren. You got a pretty fresh call sign, so I want to say congrats again. Me, myself, I've been licensed since about 2001. Sure loving it. I wish I would have gotten involved in the hobby much, much longer ago when I was a younger boy because my father had put together a code craft for massacre for me, and he did it well. It's like, what?
Yeah, same here. I wish I would have got mine earlier. When I was a kid, I was playing around with trying to build ham radio equipment, looking at old ARRL articles, old tube sets that was back in the 60s. I got involved with things, and I did get a commercial license. I've got a commercial first class license, or what they call the general now, and I got that. And I always wanted to get into ham, and I finally got into ham just a couple of years ago, about a year ago, I guess. What was it? I don't know, 2024, I think it was in the fall of 2024. Or no, wait a minute, let's see. No, it was in the spring, 2024. And then I fought and fought and fought with this DM1701 radio, and then I set it aside because I got so frustrated with it, and then I picked it up and got back into it again, and then I determined, I just decided I'm going to beat myself to death until I learn how to get this thing programmed, and I finally got one programmed, and yep, here I am. My license. My license used to be KEA ZRI. It used to be KEA ZRI, but I changed it to N8BZR. It's a vanity license, and I got it because when I was a kid, everybody called me Beezer, so it seemed to fit real well. So I like this call. It rolls off the tongue a little bit easier. N8BZR, over.
For me, I got mine August 13th or something like that of 2025. I was between jobs, and I kind of was needing something to do, so I kind of, as I was applying for jobs, and since the job market seemed to be basically dead, I kind of was like, okay, I'll learn something. So I studied for the ham test, and I passed it somehow, so that's how I got the ham license.
I got a phone call, guys. I'll be back.
Okay, very good, Brian. And, I've had a little bit of my own problem. Radio listener. My father had picked up a shortwave radio for me, just a receiver. I used to spend a lot of time with utility stations and such. But speaking of the shortwave listening, there was one point in time he's listening to the HF bands on 40 meters, and it's kind of shared both in the spectrum, both with shortwave stations and the 40-meter amateur radio band. So there was a point in time when I'm sitting here trying to listen to my shortwave broadcast stations, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, I wish all these darn hams would just be quiet and move elsewhere. boy, time has changed. Now I'm on the other side of the coin here with that. And, I know what else. There's something else I was going to talk with you, Brian, or Darren, about the SDRnet. I would say thanks for telling me about status. Tell me, for your SDR, is this mostly used for transmitting? I think is it set up just for the 8-ohm Pluto SDRs? And I'm just kind of curious if that would work with anything else that would transmit, as well as just a generic SDR receiver.
Yeah, the radio that I have is a Hermes Lite 2. It can receive, I think it's supposed to be the 10-meter band down to the, what is it, down to 80, I think is what it says. Maybe it's 160, I don't remember. But either way, I use it mostly for listening. I have just now recently figured out how to transmit with it, which was something I figured out last night, because up until last night, hadn't even tried it with it, so, end of it.
Okay, yeah, because for the SDRs, the only one that I have that would be, I guess you could say capable of transmitting would be the HAC RF1, from Gadgets, but that's, like micro power, so you really need a, amplifier and filter if you want to use it elsewhere. So, yeah, I do quite a bit of reception. I've been kind of on a ham radio hiatus for, I don't know, past few years or so. I don't know how long.
Okay, this is Kilo Fox Friday, Echo Tango Quebec. I'm at home, so I'm going to go inside now. Talk to you guys later today, next week.
Well, he's kind of notorious in a way, because he had created another piece of kind of famous ham radio rig control software called Ham Radio Deluxe. So I've been using his software, and just expanding where I, you know, through this use of the FDR, which is something I would never have thought about when I was a kid, how much it's able to expand the radio spectrum for you. So I've been listening all out of the outside of the amateur bands, as well as ham radio bands as well. So, very common one. I like doing, you know, reception of digital modes. Past Wednesday was receiving a shares net, so they were running what's called MT63 traffic, so I was able to decode some of that. So that's kind of nice. I've from another email reflector, mostly set up for and the frequencies I gained from other people there, and, you know, heard like their output or something. But that was just kind of nice being able to, you know, determine that, you know, coming from Algeria for ALE, you know, automatic networks and such. I'm going to do, got some software for ALE. I'll see about loading up a file. I saw some frequencies on a website for the U.S. Department of State, so I thought that would be kind of interesting to see what I could listen to from them. KE8FTQ, forgot the call sign, the suffix. This is WARG, still listening.
Yeah, I got inside. I don't necessarily know what you were saying for a little bit because I was walking in the door. What were you saying again?
You got me thinking, what the heck did I say? I don't remember what it was now. It had something to do with the SDRs. Let me see. Let me think here.
I heard you were, I think someone was talking about PCALE with the automatic link establishment, where you need a very multi-banded antenna to actually be able to do anything.
Yeah, that was it, yes. I do have PCALE. It's mostly what I use for networks. Yeah, I was making mention, saying that I've found a website. I'm going to see about loading in from the website. I think it's preohm.org. They've got some of the U.S. State Department ALE frequencies, so I'm thinking I'm going to probably load those into a file and see what I can hear. I've got quite a few others as well, too, that I try to load some information and try to, you know, get some more information about the network as far as the stations and such, what other frequencies they're using. So, you know, shares, and I've got some for
that PCALE and automatic link establishment stuff that has interested me a little bit. I don't necessarily know, though, if it's something that I can do because I don't have any multi-banded antennas and I don't have much space to set up a bigger multi-banded antenna.
Yeah, that kind of does help a little bit, but I was just saying, yeah, I would, actually right now I'm currently using VHF kind of for HF purposes. I'm trying to put set on the wrong one. Not doing any transmitting. That's a good thing. Boy, it's kind of quiet. I think I'm hearing mostly the upper face, upper to mid-level faces.
You were breaking up there a little bit, and I think I have to get doing some other stuff. So talk to you later, 73.
Like it just seems to just crash every so often when it fit that it wants to, so I don't know if I would really consider it very reliable. Eventually I'll have to see about getting the bus over. It's Mars ALE instead of PC ALE, and I'm not certain what the Mars operators are now. Have you ever used Sorcerer? The software called Sorcerer.
Have you looked into decoding some of the other digital stuff on HF, like the WeatherFax and, I believe, Some of the other digital mode stuff that I think is being sent out, like, I can't remember what it is. There's something with RTTY, though, that I've heard of that can be transmitted for weather information. I've not heard anything for sure of that to know what it is. But have you done any of that?
KF8ETQ, W8RIT. Did I lose you, Jared?
I think we both lost each other, but yeah. I was kind of curious what other digital modes you've tried listening into. Have you listened into the WeatherFacts any? Have you tried going through some of the other weather-related information that I've heard of that supposedly exists on the digital side?
Mostly from the U.S. Coast Guard. Mostly, since we're on the eastern side, I've done from... I can't remember their call signs now, NMG or NMC, but Boston and New Orleans, although it's a little bit harder, but it is possible to get Point Reyes, California as well, too, for them sending weather facts charts. But it's always kind of nice, yeah, to do that, and then you can, during the winter, basically, we'll also start sending out the ice patrol, so it sends where the icebergs are at, so that's kind of a interesting to go as well, too. Probably about the farthest I've got would be for the UK for weather facts charts. I think it was from Mildenhall, which is the UK Air Force in England. They're sending off weather charts for, basically the British Isles for aeronautic weather. So that's been about it, really, as far as it goes for weather facts. I have seen other images, but never done it myself, but I have seen other images of other people in the United States who have done it for, I think there was a Japanese newspaper agency that would basically send off by weather facts their newspaper. So if you could read Japanese, I guess you could get a newspaper.
That reminds me, a while ago I was going through different radio frequencies and I found a frequency and it sounded not English and that's all I for sure knew. Eventually I ended up coming to find out that it was likely Japanese because that at least at the very least is the only transmitting station that the internet thinks exists right now for that frequency at the time. And so that's where I was looking and trying to figure it out, and I think it might be Japan. I think that's the furthest that I think I've picked up a signal from in terms of shortwave broadcast stuff. The other one might be Vatican City, but I don't know if they're actually transmitting from Vatican City or not, and I don't know how that actually compares in the long run.
Yeah, well, I would imagine, and I'm not quite the authority on it, you'd have to ask Glenn Hauser, AKUSER, for info about Vatican Radio, but I would tend to think that Vatican Radio is probably only being transmitted from the Vatican. Yeah, there's like other, you probably know, there's other major shortwave stations like, I don't know if it's radio, what was it, is it radio, I don't know what it is for China Radio International. Like, for example, I know that they rent airtime from CBC, from Canadian broadcast outlets as well, too. So that's how they get in for here. So, yeah, there are some that do use remote stations to cover other areas of the world at different periods of the time. But I would think the Vatican, that would probably be coming directly from them. It'll be something to hear them from, I don't know, either today or on Sunday, being able to tune them in. Yeah, I've been a long-time shortwave listener, probably since the mid-70s or so, and it's died down quite a lot, which is sad. It's basically just the advent of the Internet, which kind of caused the demise and unpopularity with most people anymore, I guess. Although I'm kind of hoping, I don't know if it'll really come more into
the Vatican does have two transmitting sites. I do know that much. One of them is in Europe. It's not in Vatican itself. It's one of the smaller sub-cities around there. And they've been trying to convince the government to say no to the Vatican radio and say that they can't transmit there anymore because they're putting out massive radiation power. But the signal that I caught, I think it was 7.305, and that was targeting South America and the Spanish-speaking countries. So they have one transmitting site in Europe, and I think they have another one on the other side of the world, Madagascar area, I'm thinking. I'm not for certain on that one, though.
Okay. Yeah, that would be something I would be proven wrong on then. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so, but I could very definitely be wrong. I wouldn't have thought that, but they could do that, too. I am Christian myself, so what I'd like for some of the Christian broadcasting was there was a station from Quito, Ecuador, HCJB. I don't know if they're on the air anymore, but there was heralding Christ Jesus and blessings. That's how they came up with that. So, yeah, I've heard quite a bit from quite a few different countries, although I've never really heard any radio signal, amateur radio or shortwave or otherwise, kind of from the area, I don't know, Indonesia, Malaysia, somewhere in that general vicinity of the world, almost our antipode, got the exact opposite of the world from where we are at. So I haven't heard from that far away, but I've heard quite a few other countries. Got a few other QSL cards and pennants and stuff from what I had written to them in the past. So some of them sent off some bi-monthly magazines, which I thought was kind of interesting, like radio, well, that was for Italy, called Radio... I thought the what it's called number for Radio Italy.
David, I'm gonna have to go talk to you later. Bye. Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango, Quebec, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango.
KAYNU, this is NAWCB. Yeah, I had heard that conversation going, and I'm like, that's kind of weird, but I didn't realize it was still hooked up there for NASA, but it's like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah, and I didn't think about it either. I was like, I'm not sure how long it's going to be, so I was like, all right, well, talk on the 7th, but that's okay. It is what it is. I'll find out how long this is going to be, and then we'll adjust accordingly.
Roger that. Yeah, oh, sorry about that, man. I kind of feel bad. Oh, boy. Oh, well. It's like you got these unlicensed hams, unlicensed people on our repeater. That's okay. All good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I mean, we've been having issues with that lately too. It's like trying to figure out what and make sure that it's an actual ham. But it's all good.
Yes, indeed. So, but anyway, yeah. Like you're saying, it is a different feeling going. Especially leaving family like that, going on a night shift. I don't think I ever got over that in 25 years. But unfortunately, most of my time was on day shift. Definitely, a couple of years there, Clinton, I did mids. But the rest of the way, it was pretty much days. And of course, with Shelby. With its growth, I was able to pick a day shift, and that was just the way it was there. It worked out good.
Yeah, for sure. I like having the seniority and being able to pick days, and it's just makes things a lot better. And, it's a better feeling. I feel uneasy leaving home and, you know, nobody being home at night, and then, you know, for a while it's a long day. But we'll get through it. Be all right.
Yeah, thankfully, you know, it's your short week there next week, so at least you'll get to, recover there, and you got Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off, and work a couple, and then you got next week again. So I guess that's a good flip side. I guess there's always always that rough patch in the road, I suppose. NAWCB.
Gee, Lenny. Yeah, for sure, So. How was your day? What did you end up doing?
Well, let's see. I talked to Melissa. Changed the bedding. Did that. Found out the bottom sheet was ripping there. It's like we had just bought that a couple of years ago. But that's all right. We've got a couple of trees set back. So did that. Washed some things up and. Found some pictures of Mom when she was little, and looked through those a little bit today. It was a little emotional, some smiles and some tears with it. But all in all, doing pretty good here.
Well, good. But glad, you know, we were able to get some stuff done, going through pictures and stuff, it's hard, you know. It's not easy, I'm sure, and it's reminiscing, you know. It's not easy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's like you say. Some of them, you know, I can, you know, Mom is a little girl, but there's a couple in there. Some of our early marriage and some of our dating pictures in there, and a couple of you kids in there. That was kind of neat. I'm going to make sure to share them back. And I know Melissa wants some of the pictures, and I know you'll want some of them as well. So trying to sort through stuff and hopefully make it easier when that day comes. It won't be so overwhelming there for you guys. Hopefully try to have things organized out for you.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things, you know. but good. And I'm glad, you know, you're able to get some stuff done there, and hopefully able to enjoy the warm weather. I heard it was pretty nice out. Most of the day today, unfortunately, because of working last night, but I'm hoping here as the week progresses, we'll get into the better weather and get outside and enjoy it.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's supposed to cool down a little bit, but, you know, be a warm-up this week. But, I think tomorrow's supposed to be decent for you. By the time you get home, you'll probably be ready for the sack too. You won't get to see too much daylight there, but at least daylight a little bit longer, and at least we're getting little gradual warm ups here and there. So we'll take them. Those types of things are good springtime things. I didn't get a chance to get out and walk yesterday because of the rain, but I don't know, maybe I will here in a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be great. There's nothing good to do, and definitely have to get out there. I suppose it's a storm tomorrow. They're looking at some weather, but I don't think it's anything too bad, so. And Easter, looking forward to having you over there, Dad. You're welcome to come whatever time you want to come over. So I think Leo should have sent you the time we're doing supper.
Ah, she did. I think she put down 4:00 there. So that's the plan. Might be there a little earlier. It's
Depends on things. I'm hoping to go to church Sunday. I'm not sure I'll go to the breakfast, but I might. You never know. But, yeah, looking forward to Sunday. And, yeah, kind of eyeballing the weather tomorrow, too. I was a little surprised at some of the severe weather again on the far southwest part of the state there yesterday. Some of these watches and warnings that have popped up out there.
Gee, when you, it's been a weird spring. Just kind of watching things closely, I guess. It's weather, and you know, it does what it wants. So just kind of keep an eye on things and kind of go from there.
NAWCB, yes, that's for sure. Man, I was even surprised hearing about some of the weather way up north toward Alpena, Mackinac, and they had the ice storm warning there. They had upwards of a quarter of an inch of ice, and expecting another inch after that. It was a little bit more after that, I should say. It's like, man, definitely a variety of weather in the state, I guess.
Yeah, it's Michigan. You know, it's one of those things where it's like you don't like it. You close your eyes and it'll change.
Roger that. Yes, I agree with that. Yeah, just definitely blink there. Hard to dress this type of the year. I know. I had been outside, I think, the other day. It was not yesterday, but the day before. It was nice outside. I had was wearing a T-shirt, working outside a little bit, and so I decided to go for a walk, and, man, it was chilly. That wind was chilly out there. I don't know if it was just the wind making it that way, or it cooled off a little bit. It's like, man alive, I'll have to remember to step outside before I go for my walk.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's always a surprise, you know. It's like just going from being hot to cold. It's early spring, and so little. I'm like, all this rain. It's like, well, I guess it's good because we can get the April showers bring May flowers. So I guess that's a good consolation there, but. Eventually it'll level off and we'll have warm weather and be out mowing the lawn again.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's one of the jobs next week. I'm probably going to try to change the oil in the lawnmower and clean up the plug and the air filter, and hopefully I can get through, I think it's year number 25 with that lawnmower, so. We'll see. It made it through last year, and so knock on wood, and pray we'll make it through another year this year.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is, that's insane that lawnmower has lasted that long. But I mean, it's a brakes that's rent, and good engines, good lawnmower. I remember getting that lawnmower.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah, we got that at Hellebuck there up at 24 and Van Dyke, and man, that thing is mowed lawns, churches' lawns, grandparents' lawns, North Dakota lawns. It's been around the block a few times, so I hate to see it go. It's a good lawnmower, and yeah, it starts up real good. You got to pump it about five or six times, but fires right up, and I'm sure hopefully this year will probably be the same result, but we'll see. But hoping to change the oil, that'll help it out too.
Yeah, you've kept up on the maintenance on that. I think that's the big thing is, you've kept up on the oil changes and, the spark plugs and filter and stuff. So that's, I'm sure, has definitely helped the lifespan of the lawnmower.
Yeah, it has. I've had to put a new gas tank on it. The plastic cracked on it, and I was wondering, it's like, why am I getting gasoline on the frame there? And it looked, and it's like, oh, it's cracking. It's like, if I can get through the rest of the year, so I had Mom order me a new gas tank there on Amazon, and I think I got a new blade for it, too, and a couple other parts. I had a wheel fall off, but it just seemed to be screwed back on. But, I mean, that's been the big issues of it, just to keep fresh gasoline in it and, you know, just try to keep it cleaned up there, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. It's good stuff. I mean, once you got a good lawnmower, once you got something that actually works, it's good to hang on to. A lot of this new stuff is just garbage, absolute garbage.
NAWCB, that's for sure. They don't make them, I guess, like they once did. I know I'm hoping to get through the year with the hedge clippers too. Their old pair of Black & Decker that your grandpa used, I want to say they're probably about as old as I am, which I won't say that on the air.
Yeah, for sure. They don't make them like they used to. I don't know. Even cars today, they don't last as long as what some of these older cars are. It's crazy. I know my partner bought a 2024 Tahoe, and it's burning through oil like it's no tomorrow. It's like that's almost still a brand new engine, a brand new car, and she's having to put oil in it consistently.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's shoddy workmanship for something like that to happen, especially you're buying it whether she bought it brand new or used, but I'm sure paid a pretty hefty price and making payments on it or whatever, and to have that happen, hopefully, they have a good plan. You get the car shield and that, and it's like back in the day, I didn't think you'd even thought of having something like that in a car. Tried to be able to fix some of it, or at least it wouldn't cost you an arm and a leg.
Gee, when you. Yeah, no, it's crazy. I was talking to Dean about cars, and he was telling me that a lot of the new cars have that electronic e-brake, and you've got to have a computer to shut the e-brake off, put it in service mode, just to replace the brakes. It's like it's almost impossible to work on your car. It's crazy, and then you have to take it to a dealership, and you spend X amount of money more than what you could have if you just done it yourself.
Yeah, definitely. These cars are definitely not for backyard mechanics anymore. Man alive, just thinking about the day I had that 66 Chevy Bel Air with a 6-cylinder engine in it. Man alive, that thing, there was no obstructions in that thing. I mean, you could work on it and not have to have to move about 50 other parts around. Just to remember changing the battery there on the Terrain. I had to pull a part off and unbolt a couple other things. It's like, man alive, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much to do anymore. I don't know. It's a shame. I know Dodge, the CEO of Dodge, is trying to get things back to basics. He's advertising, back to basics, and he asks people, it's like, do you really need certain things in your car? Like back in the day, it's like, you didn't have a radio. You may have had a radio, you may have had this, and that, and the other thing. He's like, now, you got this, that, and the other thing, and we've gotten really spoiled with some of our cars, and that's why cars are expensive today.
Boy, that's the truth. Man alive. Again, back to the Bel Air, man. You had a heater, you had an AM radio in it. Of course, I put an FM converter in it, but just the basics. And some of these cars, like you said, especially for racing back in the day, you had a radio delete, and you didn't have a cigarette lighter and armrest, and didn't have those things, and one speed wipers, and it's a lot different like I say, these cars ran back in the days. I guess there's a flip there with the technology and those type of things. NAWC.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, it's just we've gotten spoiled. They're nice. You know, the heated seats and the radio display, the navigation, that stuff. It's nice. It's nice to have, but it's not a necessity. It's not something that, you know, it's like if they just made a car that you can get in, you put the key in the ignition, you turn it over, and it goes, and it stops when you want it, and that's it. If they went back to basics, cars wouldn't be so expensive.
Yeah, less technology and computers there to break down there. Yeah, I'll definitely, crank down the windows and open up the vents, the floor vents as well. Definitely miss those types of days. They're nice to have, but boy, when they don't work, that makes it kind of tough sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll have to, here on a side note there, Dad, I'll have to come over here sometime and look at your DMR radio. Got a couple of things for you. You'll have to go on the command, on the Discord command channel there and take a look at my video I posted there and take a listen to the radio.
In fact, I already have. I was kind of wondering about that. It must be a secret or something. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's just like work. It's like the radio sounds exactly like work. I'm right at home with this.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, you're comfortable with it. You it's part of your job. You know, you use that type of equipment, and it's pretty neat there. It's similar, but you kind of get the gist like that. It is kind of neat to get that confirmation tone like that.
Yeah. I think it's nice. I don't know. I like it because it's, like I said, for work, it's like you when you're supposed to talk, and, you know, it's like one of those things you're not going to talk before those tones go off.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, hey, signal's not there, you definitely bonk. I know sometimes I'm trying to get into the Oakland County DMR, and you know, it's a good day, I can get in. Not so good day, I balk and I got to change position. So, yeah, it is kind of a neat feature.
Yeah, for sure. So, I told Mike I'll have to look at his too, and because he's got a DMR radio, and I'll have a look at his, see if I can get his to do the same thing.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure when that day, the day comes, he's able to use it there. I'm sure he'll like that. Be right up there with the technology there with you, Dad.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to it. He's starting to think about ham radio and looking at it. So hopefully we'll see how it goes. But, well, Dad, I'm here, so I'm gonna get things ready and head in, get situated for the long haul. But appreciate you coming along, and hopefully you have a good night. Enjoy your evening, and if you need anything, let me know, and we'll talk here soon.
Ah, that sounds like a plan. Well, I hope things go well tonight. Go smoothly there for you. We'll certainly be praying for you. If you need anything, let me know. But good talking with you there. Thanks for the ride along. Good conversation there on analog and DMR tonight. And sorry about the confusion there. But anyway, again, hope you have a good evening. And tell the family hello when you see them again, and looking forward to talking again tomorrow night and seeing you there on Sunday. But anyway, 73 is an 88 to you and the family. This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. We'll be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Deb. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. And we'll plan on just staying on this channel until we get the all clear on the other channel. So for tomorrow night. But enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here soon. 73 and 88 Stu and Mom. K-8-Y-N-U, sir.
K-E-8-Y-N-U, N-8-D-Z-R.
Hey, Brian, got a couple minutes here, and I got to head into work. What's up? This is K-8-Y-N-U.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to jump in there and say, you were talking to your dad, somebody with a car, with a new car that was burning a lot of oil. I just want to say that my Subaru Outback was doing that, and then they had a recall on the engine. There was nothing wrong with the engine other than it was burning oil, and if it burned over a certain amount, then they had to replace it under warranty, under recall. And I got a whole new engine. It was about 100,000 miles. I've got a whole new engine just because it was burning oil, nothing else, over.
Yeah, I think I thought GM is looking at doing a recall, or they have a recall out there. When I see her next, I'll have to mention it to her and see if she needs to look into that. I'm sure they'll send a letter out like they normally do, but yeah, these new cars, I don't know, they're different. They don't make them like the 60s and 70s Chevys. You know, the run until they die, and then throw plugs and wires in them, and then start back up type deal. I don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah, well, this was a defect. It had to do with a manufacturing tolerance that they messed up on. And, they replaced the engine for me. So I just thought I'd jump in there and let you know about that. There's something that needs to be looked at. So nice talking to you. Have a good day. I think you're going to work. Have a good day at work. And this is 73s. This is NABZR clear.
Sounds good there, Brian. Hope you have a good one. 73 to you. And, yep, I'm on a reverse 24, so I'm starting about 10 minutes, and I'll get out tomorrow in the evening at 6 p.m. So it'll be a fun night. But you enjoy your evening. We'll talk here soon. 73. This is K-8-Y-N-U, clear.
K-8-B-C-W, Lowell. No, you can't do Michigan Yet channel. There's no Brandmeister here.
E-R-U-H.
W-A-B-T-T.